And now for our story. When we left our amazing situation yesterday, we wondered if the strain of all the worry about the affairs of the Sanders Holding Company would be too much for Max Tilley's mind. We also left Mary very much disturbed over Dr. Benson and the kitty clinic on which Benjamin Trotter had gotten a hold. As we resume our story, our friends are gathered at a business meeting of the Stratford Springs Corporation.
I say we can use your garden hole.
Oh, Larry, you're getting to be the battiest old windbag I ever did see. I say we have to use a pipe.
Hey, now, wait a minute, you two old buzzards. What's all this pussyfooting about pipe and garden holes about? Now, this here is a business meeting.
Oh, will the meeting please keep in order?
Yeah.
Dr. Benson, may I speak to you now?
Now, that surely, back man. Number there says we've got to have pipes to carry the water from the springs to the fountain works. I say we can use a couple of garden hoses put together until we can put in the pipe.
Did you ever hear such an old dodo before? He doesn't know the first thing about setting up a new industry.
No, I don't I? Huh?
No,
now,
you
have
don't.
You know, John Fowler, when my pop came to this town and built the first Stratford Hotel, he started on the shoestrings.
Oh, did they have shoestrings in them days?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know a shoestring from a garden hose.
Maybe my pop didn't have shoestrings or garden hoses or pipelines, but he took the water out of the very spring there and cured himself, too.
John, it doesn't look like we're getting
replaced here.
Nobody seems to have the right idea.
If we can't be, Mary, it's this or nothing.
You think
you can't talk Carter into holding out with you? Mary, I've practically gone on my knees for him to save the clinic. We've got to get money.
Well, John, we can't sell the spring water until we get a place to buy it.
That old barn out on the South Road, as I told everybody here before.
Oh, but John Fowler's right, John. That's a quarter of a mile away. Say so yourself. And think what that would cost for those pipes that are carried about. John said $500 at least, and we don't even have that.
Oh, you God. Mary, why don't you promote yourself water right? Sell stock and get some money to work with.
We've had those offers, John. But this isn't any promoter scheme for the stock market. It's for the good of the community.
But what difference does that make? Let everybody buy stock.
And let Benjamin Carter have his friends get a hold of it for him? How long do you think we'd have the second friend?
Mary, you're a better businessman than I am. But we've got to do something. I need them to sound for good if we don't.
Hey, Doc. Hey, listen. Come
what?
Here, will you? Say, what unsanitarily means?
Unsanitary, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Why? What's it about?
Well, it's one of them crazy notions that John Fowler
has. Not as crazy as that garden hose idea of yours.
Now, listen, will you two old peacocks keep still and let me talk here for a minute? Daddy Stratford wants to use a garden hose to pipe the water from the spring. And Fowler says that it's unsanitary. Hey, what was that you said?
Good chance for you.
Yeah.
The health department won't permit it.
They ain't just health water?
Yeah. Say, that old buzzard does get ideas.
It still can't be done.
Huh?
Sounds too impractical anyhow.
You, what did I tell you?
Yeah, it's all no good. We got to get an entire new idea to bottle at this spring.
Oh, dear. It's about time we had some semblance of order in this meeting.
Yeah, that's right. Now, listen, Mary's right, boys. Yeah. We don't get nowhere this way. We got to have cooperation. In cooperation, Mary's strength.
Ben Franklin said that.
Well,
I remember.
Please, Mr. Max Tilley, as an officer of this corporation, you should set an example.
Well, can you beat that?
Can you beat that? My own wife balls me up.
That's right.
He's right, boy. Yeah, that's right.
Now, we've got to get the right idea for a bottling plant before we leave this meeting, if it takes all night. You all know how great our need is to get started at once.
Mrs. President, if I may say a word.
Yes, Mr. Fowler.
Now, all these officers have been blabberskating around here.
I get off the record. Not allowed, John Fowler. It's injurious to take.
Oh, Daddy, please.
As I retained before such rude interruption, I think we ought to forget all these places for a bottling work. We have to have a place right near the springs themselves for a bottling work. Even if we have to build it. That's good business.
Your Chicago office told you that, Victor.
No, you're right, John. You're right. And you shut up, Daddy. Now, listen. We got to have a place close to the springs to bottle.
Yes, I agree with Mr. Fowler.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. Go right ahead.
Mm. Thank you, Mrs. Preston. Mm. Now, if we get a place close and start bottling the water, I know I can get my Chicago office to, pardon me, Mr. Stratford.
Oh, not at all. I know you didn't think of it.
To start on a huge sales campaign for our product. They'll tie it up with the new hotel we're building, and we'll be ready to go right ahead.
Now, how's that?
Bravo, bravo, John.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, Mr. High and Mighty, where are we going to get the money to build said plant near Stratford Springs?
Huh? Well, of course, we have to have money to build said plant, as Mr. Stratford says.
Yeah, well, tell you, what about your Chicago office? They still got any money left?
My Chicago office can get money. But don't get me wrong. You see, they can't put any more money into things down here. Well, not until they begin to get some returns from what they've already invested.
Oh.
They're ready to cooperate every which way. And they want to see this proposition and the new hotel get going. They have faith in this town.
What we need is money to build the plant and buy machinery. Not that kind of highfalutin faith.
Well, that is right, Mr. Fowler. Faith without works won't help us.
Well, of course, there are some interests in town who are eager for us to never get started in this business.
Yeah, we know the parties, Doc, not to mention names. But we'll show them, say, if it takes the hair off our hides.
Please, please, we're just wasting our time again. And I warn you, we've got to reach a decision before one of you can go home.
Oh, Lord, I've got to get back to the clinic to give Mr. Brown her treatment.
Yes, hey, I've got to get back to the bank. I ain't got all
maybe
day.
Maybe my Chicago office is calling. Let's hurry this up, will you?
Well, what's your hurry? I've got all day, you think.
Please, now, let's not forget what we're here for. We all sound like a bunch of geese swirling around with a lost leader.
Now, listen, don't say that about yourself, Mary. Now, you're my wife.
You're not either a lost leader.
No.
John Fowler, you've got his off the track.
I did not. I just gave you the facts and stopped that crackpot, a garden hose idea of Dodo Stratford here. A garden hose for a pipeline. Who ever heard of such?
Well, I don't mind.
You've got to do something. Here we have a wonderful opportunity, but we lack the proper plan.
And money. And a bottling work.
And a pipeline.
Yeah, well, I better get my bid in. We ain't got no cooperation.
Well, then we have to get all of those things. How? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Please, let the meeting come to order.
Yeah. Hey, don't they know that we're in conference?
Come in, please.
I know, but nobody
else.
What do you do? Benjamin Carter. Were you listening at that car?
Mr. Fowler, if you'll permit me, I'd like to speak to your president, Mrs. Southern.
No, you get out here before I have you thrown out.
Just a minute, my man. I didn't come here to fight. I'm here in the most friendly of moods.
Well,
Mr. President, this is an undesirable visitor that says he's got to see you and is friendly, if he knows what that means.
Well,
may I speak out?
Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will forgive me for barging in like this, after all, it is a private meeting, and I know that there are some here who, don't entirely agree with me on many things. But I want to assure you that I come here on the friendliest terms, and that, regardless of what you may be thinking, I want to do my part for the good of this community. Now, I know what the aims of your organization are, and I believe I know what you need right now. When these needs are met, you will start selling the very fine health-giving waters of Mr. Stratford Springs. And when once the water gets going from these springs, all the money to be spent by Mr. Fowler's office for publicity will be good for my own business. Or will be good for all business in the town of Sanders. Now, here's what I'd like to offer you in all good faith. I already have laid the pipelines to the basement of my hotel from the spring for the use of my part of the water, which Mr. Stratford has been so good as to give me, for various considerations, which you all know of. Now, I want to offer here at this time the use of the basement of my hotel to you, free of charge, completely at your disposal. Now, you can also use my pipelines as well. It will be the same pipe of water coming through. Now, this is all free to you until you can get going with your business of selling the water. Now, you're saying to yourself that I must have good reasons for such an offer as this. And you are quite right. There are reasons quite obvious to all of you. The benefits I shall receive from my own hotel and your development of this project is apparent. And the publicity which will bring people here from all over the country. I shall benefit, of course. And I might add that when you move into your own new quarters, after you get going, and if you see fit, you can leave me your old bottling equipment, which I can use to bottle the water for my guests. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, as honest and fair as that, and it's up to you to decide. Thank you.
All right, quiet. Quiet, please. Miss Carter, we appreciate very much your interest in making this offer. And it's nice of you to come here like this. But, of course, we can't do anything about it without a vote. So, if you'll please leave the room, Mr. Carter, we'll take a vote on it. Now, I think your offer's very fair. And we'll let you know. And thank you.
No, I wasn't.
No, I don't do it, Mary. I don't care.
What was the vote on that amazing proposition? Did they vote to accept it, or did they refuse it? Be sure to listen to tomorrow's exciting episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the compliments of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.